Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, 20 years. Wow. Thanks for being the amazing resource and thought leader that you are to small businesses, entrepreneurs, and growing companies around this planet and intergalactically.
20 years of fabulous shows, incredible guests, fun with you.
20 years of being a small business champion.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. Thank you for hanging out with me. Thanks for all the time. Next week, 22-year celebration. We're going to be 22 years as of next week, so hang on for that. That'll be pretty obnoxious, I promise you. I'm Jim Blasingame. Jack Aldridge is our guest, and Jack, I need your website, please.
It's just my name, jackaldrich.com.
All right, ULDRICH. Jack Aldridge, ladies and gentlemen. Check all of his books, Foresight 2020. The Next Big Thing is Really Small. That's still my favorite. Jump the Curve. Soldier, Statesman, Peacemaker. That's the one we talked about earlier about George Marshall. At least a dozen books, maybe something under a billion copies have sold across the galaxy. Jack, thanks again for hanging out with us. We're talking about Thinking Friday. How to take some time off. You say on Friday. I don't care when they do it. But in the last sixth chapter of my third book, The Age of the Customer, I titled that Now You're the Futurist. And I tried to identify the ways that small business CEOs, if part of their job, part of their requirement, their assignment as the CEO of the company is to be the company's futurist. Help us with that, Jack.
Yeah, what I really try to do with this Future Friday 15 is just do that. I mean, I'm really passionate about this idea that everyone should be a futurist. Now, I realize that most people don't have time to do it full time like I do, but you do have to spend some time thinking about the future. And again, going back to the purpose of the Friday Future 15 is to help people sort of say, at least from my perspective as a futurist, here are a list of potential things you might want to be aware of, thinking about, and then ultimately it's up to you as a leader to take action on your thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
But there are a number of different ways to think about the future, but it all revolves around thinking. How do you think twice? How do you think differently? How do you think harder? How do you think smarter? How do you use history to think about the future? How do you think like a child sometimes? How do you drop all of your conventional wisdom and try and see the world from a fresh perspective? So I think there are some really tangible techniques that will help you think like a futurist. You still have to act like a leader and a CEO, but you also have to spend a little time thinking like a futurist.
You know, one of the things that I think we have to do is leave our business, get outside of the four walls. If I had a business where customers were coming and going, I'd go find a place to park my car a half a block away and just watch the business. Just look at, I mean, looking at it from that perspective, getting outside of your skin, outside of your four walls, that's a really good way to think about having a different perspective on your business, isn't it?
Oh, it's a wonderful way. And I love that idea of trying to see your business from a different perspective. And I think this is a real challenge, especially for successful leaders, people who have been running a successful business for decades. They think that that's the only way to see their business, the way they have seen it for the past 10, 15, 20, 30, 40 years. But if you want to understand the future, you're going to have to see it from a different perspective. I'm here to tell you, you have new competitors, you have new business models, your customers are going to have new expectations, all the things of which you've delineated in a lot of your books, Jim, but business leaders need to sort of step out of their shoes and see the world from a different perspective.
Well, and another thing that I'd like to get them to think about is think about what your customers are trying to do to help their customers. That's helping your – that's foresight, isn't it? That's definitely foresight when you're thinking, what are my customers doing – what do they need me to help them with to help them with their customers and let those customers help their customers? I mean, go two or three deep. What do you think?
Yeah, that's right. That idea of going two or three deep is really, it's an integral skill, and I usually do it from the technology perspective, not necessarily the customer perspective, mm-hmm. but, you know, you'll sort of see, like, self-driving cars. You're like, well, that's interesting, but then if you really start walking that through, sort of what is the second-order implication, what is the third-order implication, right. you're going to come to some profound insights, and you're going to see how your customers and your customers' customers might be doing things a lot differently in the near future if you actually just spend a little time thinking about these technological changes coming our way.
Sometimes I ask audiences, what's the future of cars? And I get all these answers, right? And then I say, well, what if the answer to that is no cars? Nobody came up with that. Because they can't imagine that. JackUldrich.com, just like it sounds. All the books are there. You'll find out all the reasons why you should follow him. Jack, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
I will. As always, thank you, Jim.
I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.